This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder has blasted President Obama's Affordable Care Act 1 week before Missouri's federally run health insurance exchange is scheduled to open for business. Kinder told reporters during a conference call yesterday that he hopes Missouri residents without health coverage will opt not to use the exchange.
This law prescribes a one-size-fits-all plan for all of us. I would hope there would be a lot of active resistance to the implementation of this law and would say that there needs to be. So if you can, yes, resist signing up.
Kinder filed a lawsuit seeking to block the federal law's implementation in Missouri, but a federal appeals court last year tossed that out, citing that Kinder had no legal standing to file suit. Organizers for the Roots and Blues Festival that was hosted at Stevens Lake Park for the first time this weekend say they are pleased with the results. Thumper Entertainment is the company that puts on the festival each year and made the decision to move its location outside of downtown Columbia. KBIA's Josh Teasley has more.
Betsy Ferris is the president of Thumper Entertainment and says she thinks the new location was a pleasant surprise for everyone that attended the festival.
Just pretty blown away. I think people were blown away in general by the park.
Fair says last year's attendance included fans from 35 states and three Canadian provinces, but she was still unsure about what to expect because of the changes.
We weren't sure in terms of, you know, the numbers on the fans, because when you go to a new venue, there's some, you know, education involved and marketing and letting folks know how to get here.
Columbia resident Sean Conaway says he was also unsure about the change.
I was really skeptical after they moved it out of downtown, but this is light years better than what it was. It's nice to stand on grass instead of concrete. Everything all around is just great.
Fair says final attendance numbers won't be ready until later on in the week, but that attendance was more than expected, and she's excited to start planning for next year's festival.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely coming back to the park.
Joshua Teasley, KBIA News.
Missouri officials say the personal information of more than 25,000 Medicaid recipients may have been mailed to the wrong addresses. The Department of Social Services says a computer system error led to possible incorrect mailings by the contractor InfoCrossing Incorporated. The error involved correspondence from December 21, 2009 through June 7th of this year. The agency also said last month that personal information for nearly 1,400 Medicaid recipients was mailed to the wrong addresses because of a software programming error. Officials say they have received no reports of identity theft, but InfoCrossing is offering free credit monitoring for 2 years. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder is urging Missourians without health coverage not to use the state's federally run health exchange that's set to open next week. Marshall Griffin has this from Jefferson City.
In a conference call with reporters, Kinder said he hopes there will be, quote, active resistance to both using the exchange and to further implementation of the Federal Affordable Care Act.
This is blatantly causing layoffs. It is causing people to lose retirement coverage that they had. It's causing people to not get hired in the first place.
Kinder also says that the Affordable Care Act depends on, quote, hundreds of thousands of people being dumped into a broken Medicaid system. Last year, a federal appeals court tossed out a lawsuit filed by Kinder seeking to block the federal health care law in Missouri, stating that Kinder had no legal standing to file suit. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
For about the past 10 years, citizens of Moberly have been working on renovating the city's 4th Street Theater. Organizers say the building is being built completely debt-free, but it's still about $200,000 away from the group's goal. Theater owners plan to open the theater this spring. KBIA's Heather Adams has more.
Joe Snodgrass grew up in Moberly, Missouri, and remembers the 4th Street Theater being packed on Friday and Saturday nights. Now, he is a board member helping restore the theater and bringing it back to all its glory.
Well, we want to try and bring back some of the nostalgic feel of the theater. We're trying to replace all of the trim work and the color coordination and stuff to have a 1930s, 1940s era to it.
Howard Meadler works with Snodgrass in restoring the theater. Meadler is the president of the 4th Street Theater Corporation. He says once the theater opens, it will no longer be a place for just movies, but will also bring in community events and promote the community theater.
We've had, years ago, a very active community theater organization, but it kind of dried up for a while because there was no decent place to have plays. And now that's coming back, so the community theater will be revitalized.
The owners are also adding a movie library. Carol Lee Hazlett is the director of the restoration. She says part of the theater will include old movies and memorabilia to attract audiences.
It's like when they show an old movie, you know, at the theater or something, people swarm to watch them and find out more about them, because that's most people, the older people especially, that's the way they grew up, just watching these old movies.
Donations will continue to be collected until the board members can pay for the last renovations out of pocket in order to stay out of debt. Heather Adams, KBIA News.
Longtime traveling preacher Brother Jed Smock, known to his audience at MU's Speaker's Corner as Brother Jed, has announced that he and his family will be the stars of a new reality TV show. Smock is known for provoking MU students with his controversial messages and aggressive preaching style. He told KBIA he's anxious about how the show might portray him.
That is somewhat of a concern, but, you know, life is a risk. I've been subject to news coverage of various media outlets, and you know, sometimes they treat you fairly and sometimes not so well.
The first pilot episode was filmed in part at the Smock's home in Columbia. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.